7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm ready. Everything's cool. Hello. It's 1930 UTC. And that means it's time for another exciting episode of
The Dubious Goals Committee.
Hello, hello, hello. Yes, once again it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and that means it's time to pour some tea. Yes, it is. Ooh, yummy. What kind of tea are we drinking today? We're drinking that Da Hong Pao. Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's yummy. Okay. I love Da Hong Pao. I'm glad I got that in me. But now, it's time to go on a mission. Yeah. Oh, I'm all sinusy today, too. But what is today's mission? Today's mission is to get some of the black sand. Remember the whole black sand thing? Does anybody else remember this? Have I just been talking to myself? Yeah, mostly. Why do we need to do this? We just do. So, I'm putting on my shoes. Very carefully. There we go. These are my good shoes. And we're going to grab this little can, and we're going to go into the garage. And we're going to open the garage door. Yay! And that reminds me, I better grab my garage door opener so we can get back into the house, because I'm not bringing my keys with me. Okay. And here we are. Oh, is it windy? That's funny, it didn't look windy. I'm still just standing here. Tobe stands here. Tobe puts on his sunglasses. It looks windy. There's wind. Oh well. We're going to ignore it. And we're just going to start heading out. Where are we going? Well, it seems to me like I remember the black sand is up in the church parking lot. So we're going to walk up to the church parking lot and see what's going on. As I walk by my neighbor Shannon's house, it looks like he's doing yard work or something in the back. He's a yard working guy. And he's got a fun backyard for his kids to play in. He's a super dad. Be a dad. Be a human animal. Be a super dad. Be a super dad. So I know you're probably thinking, Tobe, why are we going to retrieve the black sand when you said you weren't going to make any more of your weird little voodoo bottles? Well, yeah, I know I said that, but I still do have a few of those little bottles, empty bottles that I have collected and I have washed. And they're ready to go. And I have all the pieces and parts required to put a few more of these bottles together. Get this out of my system, right? So, that's basically the plan. All I need is the sand. And you never know when you might need black sand for some other project anyway, so think I'm just going to grab some. And then, I don't know what. Okay, so I'm approaching the church property. Am I remembering all this correctly? It seems to me like we found the black sand in the corner of the parking lot, where the parking lot goes between the bushes, and there's that little drainage area, and there's that funny little path. It's a liminal space. I do love liminal spaces, just like everybody else on the internet. So I'm walking. Walking around getting wind in the microphone. Huh. Am I getting warm? Is it getting hot in here? It's a lovely day. It's, oh, this isn't good. These fools and freaks. Okay, we've got a car parked in the far corner of the church parking lot, hiding. So it looks like we got some weed smokers out and about here early today. And now I don't know if I want to approach. Well, I guess I have to. We've made this whole trip just to get the black sand. It's not that I need very much. But why did this sort of make me tired? Hey, there's a nice butterfly. Now I got sun beating down on me directly. That's not pleasant. Yowza. All right, I'm working my way over to the corner of the parking lot here. I don't smell any cannabis combustion smells yet, but I am smelling a lot of these flowering trees. Okay, now, where's that lovely black sand? Yeah, now there's flower petals everywhere too. Yeah, it looks like some of our black sand got washed away, and it's down here. Yeah, here it all is, but now it's all full of plant detritus, and it's all wet. Okay, let's get below the surface so we don't get any of these leaves. Let's just take a big ol' scoop of it. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's a worm. You can stay here, Mr. Worm. Cover him back up with dirt. All right. Bingo. Hope I didn't accidentally capture any other worms. Any other worms in here? Now I've got to check for worms. And suddenly I'm reminded of one of my favorite scenes from the movie 7 Years in Tibet. 7 Years in Tibet stars Brad Pitt and a couple of other awesome people. And Brad Pitt is, what's that guy's name? He's the Austrian guy named somebody or other. He befriends the Dalai Lama as a child. The Dalai Lama tells him that he has a movie projector. And the Dalai Lama sets the task to Brad Pitt, or at least Brad Pitt's character, to build a movie house, a cinema. And that becomes a problem, because once they start moving dirt, they start disturbing earthworms. And so then they have to figure out a way to build a cinema without disturbing any earthworms. Yeah.
And then we see lots of fun scenes of llamas rescuing worms. Construction workers are digging. Worms are found and gently placed into bowls, and then worms are gently relocated. So I got to make sure I didn't disturb any worms. The wind. The wind is starting to annoy me. I'm starting to get sniffly. I have very sniffly sniffles today. My sinuses are going to go crazy. The good news... The good news is that today is nice and sunny. And it looks like, yeah, just glancing around, looking up in the sky, it looks like it's going to stay this way for a while. This is... God damn it. This is good because... Later this evening, or this afternoon, I should say, my cat will be distracted by the sun. Dogs. Hey, those are new dogs for that house. Okay, let's just ride the wind out for another 10 minutes. Yeah, woof woof, doggies. You're a dog. Okay. So, what are we doing? Hey, here's the mailman. Do I get any mail? Am I getting any mail today? And when's my race on? Got the last race of the season tonight. I think it's on at 6 or 6:30. I better double check that. But you know what the cool thing is? You know what was on TV last night? Back-to-back, double feature Robert Downey Sr. movies on TCM overnight last night. So I got to watch Putney Swope, and then I fell asleep shortly thereafter. But that's a good one. Highly recommended if you've never seen it. It is some scathing social commentary from back in the day. And it makes me laugh. It'll make you laugh too. Okay, got my black sand here. We're going by Shannon's house again. What Shannon doing? I don't know. Yesterday he was washing rocks. Was that yesterday? Or was that the day before? I don't remember. Not that important. But it occurs to me, I need to deal with the sand I have, don't I? What am I going to do? I've got an idea. Here's what we'll do. Since the sand is kind of wet, it has been raining for the last couple days, I'm going to pour it out. I'm going to pour it out onto a piece of paper or something here in my garage. Oh, yay, back in my garage where the wind can't bother me anymore. What are we going to do? What do I have? Oh, this is perfect. My no parking due to construction sign. Thick paper. We'll bring it over here to an empty section of the garage floor, and we'll set it here on the ground. And then we'll pour. Oh, this isn't big enough, is it? Well, it'll work. We're going to pour the black sand out. And then we're going to spread it out like this a little bit, so it'll dry, and so also I can see if there's any worms in here. I don't see any more worms. Okay. And then I'll just leave the can there too, and we'll be good. And what is this label down here? Automatic door opener. I better put that somewhere because I might want that. Okay, so that was today's super exciting... Ooh, I can't go that way. Turn around. That was today's super exciting adventure. Out to get some black sand. I'm going to put my garage door opener back in the car here. I'm so sniffly. I need to find some tissue. close the garage door. Let's go inside. There's my cat over there in the synth zone. You know, it's going to be sunny today. You can go sit on the bass amp. And you can do stuff up there so I can play my synth. Yeah, meow, meow. What is it that you want? What are we doing? I guess the cat thinks we're doing something. What are we doing? Okay. Let me sit down here. Let's have a change of plan and let's go directly to some music so I can get something nice and cold to drink. But what kind of music?
Superman. Who?
Put those on the top shelf until the fire is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Hire.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Gerald, son. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
Look at that.
Look at that. Yes, it's Blenda. And before Blenda showed up, we heard Be a Superman from YMO. Well, actually, it's YMO not, but let's not get into any technicalities here. I'm drinking a nice cold cola-flavored beverage. The brand name of which shall go unmentioned, since they are not since they're not paying our little Tobster to pimp cola, you don't need to know what it is. But it's nice and delicious. And why do my feet itch? This was happening last night too. The top of my, what foot is this? This is my right foot. The top of my right foot itches. A lot. I mean, it's very itchy. Why is this happening? I don't know. Anyway. What are we doing? What's happening? I don't understand what's happening. Oh, I got an email from a friend of mine last night, who will remain nameless at this time. So I have this friend who is not a musician, but has always sort of flirted with the idea of somehow being involved with music. For as long as I've known him. And we've worked on little musical projects before. Just like little one-off songs. We've done like two or three in the course of the, I don't know, many, many decades that I've known this guy. At least four. Right, so... Oh my God. So yesterday I get an email. Last night I get an email from this guy. And it says, I've decided I want to take up an instrument. And I've decided that that's going to be the drum set. And then he's made a really strange comment along the lines of, I'm thinking about going electronic because I don't think I'll have many opportunities to practice at home. Really strange line, but basically what he was getting at is he wants to go electronic, I think, because he doesn't want to be loud. He doesn't think that he's going to be able to have a full-on drum set and be booming and bamming with his family in the house, and so I think that's his rationale, which is okay. This is erroneous thought, but yeah, there's so much more erroneous thought before this that there's so many things wrong with this. Unfortunately, my friend doesn't really know anything about music, and he doesn't know what he's getting into because people don't understand that drumming is not just arbitrarily hitting things, and my friend
He's basically operating under the notion that playing the drums is easier than playing another instrument, because with drums, there's no notes. Again, erroneous thinking. But I think a lot of people think this. Oh, drumming's easy because you just have to hit stuff and you don't have to worry about playing notes and blah, blah, blah. No, it doesn't work that way. And so it's not that I want to dissuade him. I don't want to dissuade anyone from ever taking up a musical instrument. But the problem here is that drummers do not start off playing the drum set. When you're a child and you decide that you want to take up the drums and you want to play the drum set, you do not get to play a drum set. Nobody sits you down in a drum set and says, okay, here's how to do it. Drummers start off with a practice pad. A practice pad is this little sheet of rubber, or sometimes they're wooden blocks with pieces of rubber nailed to them. A practice pad is just is nothing more than a surface to drum on. It's not even a drum. It's a surface. And it has some bounce to it. That's why it's got the big thick rubber sheet on it. So imagine a block of wood about 15 centimeters square with a 5 millimeter thick sheet of rubber on it. And so children spend years, usually about 2 or 3 years, learning the rudiments of drumming on a practice pad. After a year or so, they are moved up to a snare drum where they continue to learn rudiments and practice the rudiments of drumming. The rudiments of drumming are something, well, you can look that up for yourself. It's a thing. yada. So yeah, basically, you gotta practice drumming for a few years, 2 to 3 years, before you'll ever get anywhere near a drum set. And there's a lot of reasons for this, mainly because, you know, drums are expensive. Okay? So I'm afraid my friend is gonna drop a few thousand dollars on a drum set, an electronic drum set, just to find out that, boy, this is really hard to play. People also don't understand the amount of physical exertion it takes to play the drums. Playing the drums is not like, you know, just strumming a guitar, kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya. No, it's a physical thing. The other problem here is that my friend, who's decided to take up the drums, is not a very coordinated person. Nobody would think so. Even if you were to ask him, hey, are you very coordinated? He would probably say no. And in order to be a drummer, you need to be able to tap out different rhythms on each hand and each foot simultaneously. So I told my friend, drummers don't normally start off on drum sets, but if you can tap out different rhythms on each hand and each foot simultaneously, then yes, you're probably ready. I haven't heard back from him. Not yet. But it takes a while to hear back from this particular guy. But I told him, you know, if you think you're ready, yeah, you want to start looking at drum sets, you know, go to Sweetwater online, start looking at Roland and Yamaha stuff. Maybe I'll get a drummer out of this. I'd love to have a drummer at my disposal, but that's a lot of uphill work. And you'll probably hear the results of this on a later episode of The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Now it's over.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
To 20.